Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Joshua chapter 15, Yehoshua Perek Tet Vav.
Today in chapter 15, we see the borders, we transcribe the tribal portion of Yehuda. And were we to be in a classroom with a map, we would have a fun time looking at all the different places and understanding the geographical location of many of the features. But it's difficult to do in a podcast. Instead, we're going to focus on the second word of this parsha, of this perek. It says, Vayihi hagoral lemate b'nei Yehuda. The lottery fell to the tribe of Yehuda. What is this lottery? What is it? And we already had that in the previous chapter where we saw talk about begoral nachlatan kasher siva Hashem biad Moshe, that there's meant to be some sort of lottery according to God. How does the lottery work? Now, the plot thickens when we look at the Torah, because the Torah says something, two statements which seem contradictory. If you look at Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, chapter 26, Perek Chavav, it says, Le'ele techaleka aretz benachala b'mispar shimot. It lists all the people of Israel, and then it says, these are the people to whom you shall divide the land. La'rav tar benachlato, ula'am'at tamit nachalato, ish lefi pekudav, Yutana Nachlato. In other words, to a large tribe, you should have a larger area. And to a smaller tribe numerically, you should apportion a smaller area. Okay, that's great. So the country will be divided proportionally. And if a tribe has 30,000 families, then it will get a certain amount. But a 60,000 family tribe will get double the portion. Obviously, you have to take into account the terrain. And all the commentaries talk about this. But the very next line, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Nun Hei, says, Ach begoral yechalek et ha'aretz lishmot batot avotam yichalu. Al pi goral techalek nachalato, bein rav lema'at. But you should do it according to a lottery. Whether the tribe is large or small, you should use a lottery. If you're doing it, if you're calculating it according to the numerical population, then it's going to be a calculation which is done very precisely and carefully. But when we have a lottery, how is the lottery going to function? You know, sometimes we use a lottery, we assume that it's random. For example, I don't know, at the beginning of a football match, they toss a coin, heads or tails. So is that what's happening? Is it meant to be that you put everything into a basket and then it's sort of random, so it's fair? But the whole idea is it's not fair, it's calculated. So how is this going to work? Various solutions are proposed. For example, the Ramban suggests that the Goral, the lottery, tells you the general area of settlement. You were in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Whereas the calculation divides and apportions the land between different families, maybe even an internal division, or possibly gives the outer borders of the size of the tract of land. However, There are other commentaries, like the Sephorno and Rashi, say something very different. And if I turn forward here in Sefer Yehoshua to chapter 18, we'll see maybe the function of the Goral in an interesting way, because there are a bunch of tribes who don't get going by themselves, and Joshua has to urge them to go and seek out their Nachalot, and he tells them each that they should go around the land and v'yichtavu atal lefi nachlatam, they should write down their tribal portions. And he says, and when you've done all of that, Havetem Elai, bring the calculations to me, V'yariti lachem goral po lifnei Hashem Eloheinu. I will cast a lottery before Hashem, our God. So what exactly is happening there? And if you look at Baba Batra, which Rashi quotes here, Rashi in Bamidbar quotes, he explains the process that happens. He says that this lottery would take place by the high priest, Elazar, the high priest, Melubash Urim V'Tumim. He would be wearing the breastplates of the Kohen Gadol, which was some sort of oracle. And Joshua and all of Israel would be standing there. This is Baba Batra, page 122. And there was a kalpi, there was a sort of a basket in front of him. And all of the portions were there. And he said that then the Talmud continues and says, Elazar would use his divine spirit and he'd say, Zevulun should go to Akko. And then they would, there'd be two baskets, one with the different tribal portions and one with the tribal names. And suddenly he'd pull out Zevulun and Akko. And there it would go together. And then the next time he'd turn around and say, Naphtali will go to Ginosar, which is by the Kinneret. And he'd say that already previously. And then suddenly he'd pull out the Naphtali piece of pottery, let's say, or piece of wood, and Ginosar. What I find interesting about this, and indeed this is what the Sfarno says, is that indeed they would sort of calculate everything. Larav tarbet nachlato ulama'at tamitet nachlato. But then the lottery was really there. It was done in front of the ark. It was done with the high priest. It was there almost to bestow a divine blessing or a divine mandate to this portion, as if to say, we've worked it all out, but do we get the heksher? Do we get the final approval for God? And this is a very, very different type of lottery. This is a lottery whereby it's not there to make sure that it is equal or fair or random, but it is actually there almost as a sort of a divine sign that this has been determined by God. Now, this relates to a further issue. Did the tribes know where they were going before they actually went? How did they know where to go? And here's something fascinating. When you look at the Torah, for example, if you look at the blessings of Jacob in Bereshit, Perek Memtet, Jacob's on his deathbed. And for example, he snubs his firstborn son, Reuven. And look, Reuven ends up in the Transjordan, sort of half in and half out of the country. He tells Shimon and Levi, because of the massacre they performed in Shechem, that Achal kein bi'Yaakov v'afitzei bi'Yisrael. I will scatter them in Jacob, and I will apportion them out in Israel. And funnily enough, Shimon doesn't have his own tribal boundaries, and Levites are divided into 48 cities. Yehuda is given an interesting blessing. He is told there in Bereshit, a blessing of vines and a blessing of chalav. And in other words, grapes and goats. And he's given the tribal portion of the Judean hills, which is perfect for the agriculture of wine and for goats. Whereas Asher Shemen Alachmo, Asher is blessed with olives, Shemen, and that's the Galilee. Zevulun Mechof Yamim Yishkon. Zevulun is told that he would be by the sea, and indeed that's where he ends up. And Yisachar Chamon Garen, Rovetz Ben Amishpatayim. Yisachar is meant to be between the Mishpatayim, between the borders. We find him ending up in Emek Yisrael, the Jezreel Valley, between the hills of the Gilboa and the hills of the Galil, Ben HaMishpatayim. And last of all, Joseph, where it says, I've given you Shechem Echad Alachecha, and what do you know? Joseph is in the port, Joseph is given the city of Shechem. Now, admittedly, Bereshit 49 is poetic in style, and these directives are more in the nature of allusions rather than clear statements. But the correlation between blessings and tribal lands is pretty striking. So is it all predicted? Is it preordained? I think what we might say is that the tribes had a pretty good idea of where they were going. Maybe this went all the way back to Jacob. Maybe it was figured out over time. They knew where they were going. The precise borders were calculated very precisely, so that everybody had the right amount of land. But the goral is there. It is cast by the high priest. It is cast in front of the ark. And the sense is that this just hasn't been something that we've calculated through some sort of actuarial calculation or geographical assessment, but then indeed that everyone gets the blessing of God. And therefore, after all the calculations have been made, the leader, Joshua, the high priest, the ark all get together. And however exactly the goral, the lottery worked, it was there to give people a very strong sense that God was sending them out, that God was assigning them their land, and that their land had been received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by God himself. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.